This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The GED changes today for the first time in more than a decade. The new test is more expensive. You'll only be able to take it on a computer, no more paper. And the questions will apparently be harder and more aligned with the modern workplace. We know this test of so-called general educational development as a way to get the equivalent of a high school diploma. But the GED was never actually intended as a substitute for high school. It just sort of happened that way. Emily Hanford and Stephen Smith of American Radio Works tell us how the GED became the fallback option for millions of high school dropouts.
We're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, at what looks like a typical high school commencement. But tonight's graduates aren't teenagers who just went to prom.
Most of them are adults. A lot of them have kids. A few are old enough to have grandkids.
I knew I had to get a high school diploma so that I can better myself.
I want to show to my son that no matter where you come from, you can work hard to succeed and be who you want to be.
I got my GED, and I posted it all over Facebook.
That was Sergio Hernandez, Tabitha Archuleta, and Jerry Spaulding. For the graduates here tonight, the GED is a second chance. Most colleges, employers, and government programs consider a GED equal to high school.
But the GED was never meant to be America's second chance diploma.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
During World War II, Congress lowered the draft age to 18. Some young men were drafted out of high school. By the time the war was over, about 16 million Americans had served.
The Queen Elizabeth, world's largest ocean liner, pulls into New York Harbor. Aboard are almost 15,000 happy GIs. These are the guys who helped win it for us against the Nazis.
And a lot of those guys wanted to go to college on the new GI Bill. Trouble was, many of them hadn't finished high school.
You couldn't send 21-year-olds that had been in Germany in the trenches. You aren't going to send them back into a regular high school. It just wasn't going to work.
H.D. Hoover is a retired University of Iowa professor.
The idea came along to say, okay, is there some way that we can give these people some kind of credential to get them into university?
What they came up with was the GED, a test designed to be easy, says Lois Quinn at the University of Wisconsin.
What the test did possibly was to weed out people who were functionally illiterate.
This type of standardized test was made possible by a technical innovation, says H.D. Hoover.
What we now know is the optical scanner.
Before the scanner, answer sheets had to be scored by hand. Now you could test millions of people a year at very low cost.
Social scientists created lots of standardized tests. William Reese is an education historian at the University of Wisconsin.
They were really quite convinced that there was a science of education, that learning could be measured. The GED has to be seen as, you know, a part of that larger story about how testing became so fundamental to American life.
The GED started as a program just for veterans. But in 1947, the state of New York allowed civilians to take the test. Eventually, every state did the same.
Demand for the GED grew.
But by the 1980s, the institution the GED was created for, the U.S. military, lost faith in the GED test.
From now on, the last word out of your mouth is sir, do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir!
These recruits at a Marine training base in San Diego scramble to obey the orders of a demanding drill instructor. Some of them won't make it in the military.
But what defense officials noticed is that people with GEDs were much more likely to quit or be thrown out than those with traditional high school diplomas.
First thing you do in the military after boot camp, you go to a classroom, and you have to listen to a teacher, and you have to interact with your peers.
This is Janice Lawrence of Temple University.
And so a high school diploma, it means we have some smarts and we know some stuff. But beyond that, it also means these whole behavioral ways of acting and functioning in society that the GED test doesn't take into consideration at all.
It's really hard to get into the military now if all you have is a GED.
But that hasn't stopped the popularity of the test. Today, 12% of all high school credentials issued in the United States are GED certificates. With Emily Hanford, I'm Stephen Smith for Marketplace.